Fentanyl test strips are a common tool used to prevent overdose deaths, but Indiana law is unclear about whether or not the small strips of paper are legal to use. Despite bipartisan support, legislation to decriminalize test strips didn't survive this year's legislative session. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports, while lawmakers work to clarify state law, advocates remain focused on saving lives.
Jennings Tenery remembers going directly to her dealer's house after leaving a detox center in central Indiana. She had naloxone and a couple of fentanyl test strips that the staff had given her. Tenery usually used alone, but that day the test strips gave her a moment to pause.
When the test strip came back positive for fentanyl, I decided not to use alone that day, and I ended up overdosing.
The people she was with administered naloxone, which rapidly reverses opioid overdoses. Tenery says she wouldn't have had the chance to find recovery without the test strips giving her the control to make a different decision.
You can't find recovery. You can't be sober if you're dead.
Tenery now works as a grants and finance manager with an advocacy organization called Overdose Lifeline. It distributed more than 170,000 test strips last year alone. Advocates say test strips are a safe, simple, effective harm reduction tool. However, the legality of the tool in Indiana is a bit of a gray area. Indiana law classifies tools that test the strength, effectiveness, or purity of a controlled substance as paraphernalia. While test strips only identify the presence of a substance, the language in the law is just ambiguous enough that it creates a question around them. Tenery says there's a human cost to the fear and confusion that part of Indiana code creates.
People are dying because they don't feel comfortable having the fentanyl test strips or don't know that they can still get them or have them.
Some lawmakers think Indiana should explicitly decriminalize test strips. Representative Victoria Garcia Wilburn proposed legislation in the 2024 legislative session to do that. She says the legislation would have clarified state law.
In all courts, they are technically legal, but if they are interpreted too stringently, some might, venture to say they're still illegal.
Garcia Wilburn says she worked with prosecutors and law enforcement. The legislation had bipartisan support, passing the House with only one vote in opposition. However, it was one of only two bills that didn't receive a hearing in the Senate Committee on Corrections and Criminal Law. Garcia Wilburn says the bill likely died due to stigma around substance use and misinformation on what harm reduction does.
There are some people in this General Assembly that still view substance use disorder as a moral failure.
She says harm reduction tools, like test strips, address substance use through a public health lens. The idea is to equip people with the tools and resources that could save their lives, giving them another opportunity to seek treatment. Zach Stock serves as legislative counsel for the Indiana Public Defender Council. He says some people view the decriminalization of harm reduction tools as an endorsement of substance use, but this legislation could have been a crucial step to show how a modest incremental change can make a huge impact.
It doesn't mean that full-scale legalization is right around the corner.
Stock says there are varying attitudes about prosecuting drug paraphernalia, but decriminalizing test strips is more in line with reformation, which is a key principle in the Indiana Constitution. Garcia Wilburn says this is the first time someone has proposed this legislation, and she's committed to bringing it back next legislative session. She says she hopes lawmakers use the interim to educate themselves and hear from constituents.
We don't have the mental and behavioral health infrastructure in our state yet to be able to service everybody with substance use disorder. So until that day comes, we want people to continue to be alive to seek treatment.
For now, the ambiguous language is still in state law. Tenery with Overdose Lifeline says, despite that, advocates are more interested in saving lives than getting held up on those gray areas.
We're worth saving. It is a risk, but it's a risk worth having.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.